This is TWiT.
So you don't want to go?
No.
Why not?
It's too big. There is too much rubbish there, like the internet-connected toilets and the rest of it.
By the way, that's one of the big, in fact, probably will be the one that gets all the coverage, the new Kohler toilet, Alexa-enabled toilet.
Yes,
the breakout product so far.
The possibly most ridiculous product of the year so far. But it's basically too big. From a journalist perspective, the press day is an absolute nightmare because you've got to queue for 2 hours to get into a press conference, and then when you get to the door, you're told the thing is full. But the conference floor itself, it's a sales conference. It's not about, you know, it's about introducing new products and trying to get buyers to sell them. If you want to get mobbed on the CES show floor, you wear a buyer's badge. You don't wear a press badge.
Yeah.
They don't want the press there, and they make that fairly
clear.
And
most of the products announced are not available yet, may not be available ever. A lot of them are just prototypes.
And because you've got 200,000 people there, everyone comes back with a case of conference cough.
And the biggest reason not to go if you're press is... The reason I don't care that I'm blacklisted from Apple events either. There's literally nothing
you
that
too?
You're going to... Yeah.
No.
You're literally nothing you're going to find out there. Thanks. that isn't available just with a quick, easy search.
Exactly.
I mean, I think there are people listening and watching who are saying, oh, you guys, it's just sour grapes. You don't get to go. You just don't want to go.
Are you kidding? I would pay not to go to CES.
I love sour grapes.
Yeah. The reason why I'm glad I don't go anymore is that I always went there, but I never really covered consumer electronics. And so I was always kind of faking it. I would get assigned to these keynotes, like, go cover the Qualcomm keynote. Mm. So I would get crammed into the back of some godforsaken conference room in some terrible hotel, sit on the floor with bad Wi-Fi, and write about chips.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. And that was part of my day. It was just
so we're all
experience.
Basically PTSD.
Yes.
That's the reason
well,
exactly. we're
I mean,
right.
But also, I mean, it's for a different audience in that, you know.
Should we be paying attention, though, to the news that's coming out of CES this week? Because there will be a lot of it.
There will be a lot of it. I would do your own, you know, find out what you're interested in. But expect the fact that half the products that are reported on will never exist. The other, a quarter of the rest of them are going to be so poor as to be unusable. And stuff like the internet-connected toilet is just so full of, well, I can't say.
And there will be thousands of articles about it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing that going there will give you that you can't get from those thousands of articles.
Exactly.
And so it's just...
Well, there's no hands-on or butt-on testing in this case. But
well,
yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to let journalists drop trow and give it a shot, are they?
What if you didn't ask, though? What if you just went for it? What would happen then? You tell me. You're blacklisted from...
It's not always easier to ask for forgiveness in these cases.
Can we get a backup unit in here?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so what is that site you're showing, Carson? Because I want to see this... IEEE Spectrum. Wow. Well, that's the International Association of Engineering.
Last year it was the internet-connected hairbrush, and
smart yogurt. What?
The bizarre toothbrush, the smart yogurt maker, and wrist wearables on my must-see list, writes Tekla Perry. Really? I think there will be a lot of IoT things, I'm sure.
Oh, bounce.
Hilbey's Gobi 3 wristband. It promises to track calorie intake, hydration, and stress along with sleep and activity. Calorie intake. See, I would get a wristband that was telling me how much I'd eaten.
How does it do that, though?
It doesn't. It's not going to work.
I was going to say, it's not like you can say, right, okay, you put that amount of dressing on, that amount of salad, therefore that's that amount of
calories.
It can
tell by the tilt of your wrist how much dressing.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem, is these companies promise everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
They promise the moon and deliver
Ember's
little.
Wave bracelet is a bracelet that heats and cools because they claim if your wrist is hot or cold, the rest of you follows.
I've obviously never met my wife. She has hands like ice at night.
I don't want a shame bracelet. I don't want to strap things on to tell me that I'm a fat jerk.
A shame bracelet.
You need that chicken tender? I don't think so.
Perry also writes, the Keurigization of everything, or KOE,
right.
Once again meets the Internet of Things, IoT, to spawn a kitchen gadget. Yomi's Yogurt Maker is the KOE IoT winner this year. Make it home yogurt. I don't know if this is going to take off. It can produce the currently popular Greek-style yogurt, and the pods dispose of themselves by dissolving in the milk. Oh, just what I want.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Pod
the packaging
in my yogurt.
Into the milk.
Eliminating waste and avoiding a common complaint against the coffee pot gadgets.
The worst Keurigization that I've seen is a tortilla maker, which has the masa comes in a little canister and has different flavors, jalapeno or whatever. So it's like they're trying to find that niche market of people who want the convenience of store-bought tortillas, or rather the junk food aspect.
You're not talking about the Roadie-matic.
No, it's called the, I don't know what it's called. It came out like a year ago.
When is this coming? I was told we would be getting one. Yogurt when is maker? Our Roadie-matic coming? This makes Roadie, which are the flat pancake breads. But I mean, it could be also Roadie Puri pizza.
It's not going to be Roadie. The whole point of
pita tortillas.
You have a giant clay pot and you light fires around it and you slap it to the side. That's what makes it Roadie.
Well, they've already made 37,732,371 Roadies.
It's the most popular. But were they edible? That's the question.
It's one guy making all that.
Well, we're getting one. I don't know if that'll be part of the CES. Lumen's breath analyzer for a mere $250.
When you do the Roadie-matic, can I come on that week?
Yeah.
Because I will eat that.
Mr. Carbohydrate, you do not eat carbs.
I eat lots of carbs. Actually, that's a lie.
I could tell you're keto, baby.
You skipped the top product of CES.
Coke.
What's the top product of CES?
The toothbrush.
The toothbrush that cleans your teeth in 10 seconds?
Yeah. but here's another example. I covered this like 8 months ago on my newsletter when it was like on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like old news.
This is the promise of CES.
Wait a minute. The whole reason this can do it in 10 seconds is because the brush goes all the way around your teeth.
Oh, it brushes goodness. Every tooth at
it
the same time.
It brushes them all at once. That's so stupid.
Yeah. It's basically a mouth guard with bristles.
It's a car wash for your face.
It sounds like an assault.
Yeah.
All right, let's see the video, Karsten. Let's see the video for the Y brush. Why not? How does it brush the inside of your teeth?
It's a good name because I'm like, why?
Why? Why? Oh, by the way, very important, optimal toothpaste distribution. Or OTD.
Three modes of sonic vibration. I know certain people would be happy with that.
And this is how everybody in the 21st century is going to look. Oh, it has bristles on both sides. That's why. All done.
Good grief.
Deep cleaning action. All done.
How lazy do you have to be?
What if you have a crown?
What's the base method? It's antibacterial. It's waterproof. You know, anything with soap on it is antibacterial, by the way.
Right? Yes.
You know.
Well, it's like anything can be part of a calorie-controlled diet, you know.
I thought I wasn't going to CES. I didn't have to deal with all of this stuff, and now we're bringing CES
I'm making you
suffer through
it.
All right.
And the thing is, people are watching that now. People are watching the podcast or listening to the podcast, thinking, "Yeah, it sounds like actually I could go.
I'd like to see that too."
I should point out
the one reason that crap like this gets so much press is because it is featured at these two pre-show events, Pepcom and Showstoppers, and a little bit less at the CEA event. Yeah. And press is lazy, and they want to file early. So they go to these pre-show events. Mm-hmm. Whatever is nearest the door, that's going to get all the attention.
In defense of the press, though, I mean, you go to CES, and basically
you have not a chance of getting
around. There's 100,000 things to cover. And it's like, which tiny fraction of a percentage are you going to cover? You have to decide. Mm. The companies that actually pay money to be in these events are not going to be the no-name.
$10,000 in many cases.
So if they're putting up money like that, there's something behind it. They're much better than average as a CES product if they're in
events. If you see a product at the PepCom or the other parties, you know that they are almost certainly going to make it to final production. And as you say,
the only reason this comes to mind is because a couple of years ago, we sent a couple of reporters down to CES, and they came back. The top story was the happy spoon or the happy,
the vibrating spoon.
Because it was the first thing in the door at Pepcom. There it is. Whatever happened to that? The happy fork?
The weight loss fork?
What is it? Automatically just go like that when it thinks you've had enough.
I don't think it took the world by storm. I'm just saying.
Emblematic of everything CES. Smart fork.
Everything
smart
we've talked about.
The whole world's dumber.
Everything we've talked about. There you go. It's really a junk show, but there will be a lot. I think of IoT stuff. There'll be home automation stuff, as there always is. Cars are huge at CES, and a lot of automation and head ends and all sorts of things.
It's also worth it.
TVs will be big.
I mean, one of the things I did find, coming back onto TVs, I was there. I don't know if anyone else was there when the whole 3D TV push was.
Yeah.
CES was all about 3D TVs. Yeah.
That's over. You know what it is this year? 8K.
Ugh.
8K. Christ. That's the big technology.
Yeah, it's too
this
many
year.
K.
Yeah, 5K and 8K? 5G and 8K.
Yeah, 5G and 8K. It's a match made in heaven. Yeah.